Someone Has Eaten the Cookies by Popcorn Fairy 28, also known as me. Summary: Everybody got what they wanted in Christmas Vacation, but we never learned what a certain platypus wished for Christmas. After all, since he's also been very good all year, we know he must have gotten something from Santa. On Christmas morning, Perry woke up before the sun came up, stretching carefully on the bed so as to not wake up Ferb. Normally, he would never get up before his kids unless he had a mission, but Christmas tended to be the exception. It wasn't because they didn't get up early. Oh boy, did they get up early for Christmas. But Perry liked to sneak gifts for them into their stockings, and that was a task that could only be done very early on Christmas morning. Quietly, Perry hopped down to the floor and padded across the dark room to the door. As he carefully creaked the door open, he glanced back to double-check that the boys were still sleeping soundly. Ferb let out a particularly loud snore and rolled over in his sleep, moving his arm now that Perry wasn't laying there. Smiling fondly, Perry silently closed the door and turned towards the hall. Perry tiptoed down the hall and stairs on the floorboards he knew to be the least creaky. Most of the time, no one ever heard him when he got up in the middle of the night, but it never hurt to be careful, especially with more people staying in the house. Once he made it downstairs, he flipped the Christmas tree lights on so that he could see better. Pulling his hat out, Perry retrieved the small gifts. This year he'd gotten a rare Ducky Momo hair clip for Candace, a nice-looking sturdy case for Ferb's new harmonica, and a really cool tape measure he'd found for Phineas. Additionally, for each of them, he'd gotten some fun candy according to their tastes. It wasn't much, but it was the best he could do for now. He hoped it made up for all of the gifts they'd given him over the years. He hadn't wrapped the gifts, he never did, partially because it was less conspicuous that way to stuff them in the stockings, partially because he was absolutely terrible at wrapping gifts. He would blame it on the fur and tape not working together, but somehow Pinky was decent at wrapping, so he couldn't use that excuse. So most years he stuck to not wrapping the kids' presents and putting anybody else's in a bag, which was usually just Pinky's, to be honest. This year, however, Pinky had dragged him into attempting wrapping for their gift exchange with Stacy and Vanessa the day after Christmas. Perry had tried his best, but Pinky still ended up doing most of it. Climbing up onto the fireplace mantle, Perry plunked the gifts in their respective already overflowing stockings. Satisfied he had accomplished his self-appointed mission, Perry yawned and stretched, intending to cuddle up in his pet bed near the tree to catch a few winks before everyone else got up. As he got close, however, he noticed that the plate of cookies and a letter were sitting on it. Curious, Perry picked up the letter to investigate it, only to find it was addressed to him. Perry the Platypus, you've been a very good platypus this year, as you are every year, and don't think I've forgotten about what you wanted for Christmas. Unfortunately, I couldn't give you exactly what you wanted, as your boss is a little naughty, and wouldn't listen to me about giving you more days off, or letting you reveal your identity to your nice kids. However, I have a feeling that one day you will be more successful in that endeavor. To make up for not fulfilling those wishes at this time, I figured that world peace might result in you getting a few days off. I would also like you to have this delicious plate of cookies that the kids made for me. Santa Claus. World peace and cookies, huh? He'd take that. It wouldn't be very nice of him to complain about what Santa had given him, after all. Tucking the letter into his hat for safekeeping, Perry turned his attention to the plate of cookies. With the sun peeking over the horizon, he knew his kids would soon be up and opening gifts, so Perry ran to the kitchen, snatched a resealable plastic bag, and stuffed most of the cookies in it. This way, he'd be able to savor the rare treat longer. He then placed the bag in his hat, being careful to make sure not to crumble the cookies too much. Setting the plate on the table and taking the last few cookies in his paw, Perry walked back to his pet bed, taking a bite of one of the cookies. It was delicious, just as Santa had described. As he continued munching the cookies, he relaxed into the bed. Now all there was to do was eat these cookies and wait for everyone to get up. Later that day, he'd bring his gift to Doofenshmirtz, which Pinky had also actually wrapped, when he could disappear for a bit. Maybe one day they'd know. Maybe one day he could give them more than sneaking in stocking filler for Christmas, to show how much they meant to him. Maybe one day he'd be able to hand the gifts to them directly, and they'd all be able to hug each other. If that day came, Perry hoped he'd get better at wrapping gifts. But for now, as he watched his kids eagerly rush down the stairs, he decided he was pretty content munching on cookies. The end.